Oh. Music right there from the Dutch indie pop quartet Pip Blom, a band whose sound seems to look back on 90s alternative rock and Brit pop and really sew it into the modern music that they make. From Pip Blom's debut album, Boat, we heard the song Daddy's Home. No, wait, let me get this. The name of the album is Boat. The opening track was what we listened to, Daddy Issues from Pip Blom. In the middle, it is dynamic duo Tegan and Sarah reaching back to their album Sainthood. We heard the song Hell. And then, of course, starting the set off, it is new music from Wet Leg. The new album is called Moisturizer. It is the duo's sophomore album. And I have to say, with the new album, the duo have grown to a quintet and seem to be going beyond just virally catchy singles with witty, heartfelt love songs for people who just don't want to fall in love. It's that kind of fun, indie rock, indie pop kind of sound. This time around, from the new album, Moisturizer from Wet Leg, we heard the song Pokemon. Well, it seems like the first hour we were in this dance, electronic, indie kind of electronic groove. And now we've crashed the car right into rock and roll, coming up alongside bands like Wet Leg and Pip Blom. So we are going to just crash even further into that rock sound. A band that started out as a COVID quarantine project has now become a full-fledged indie rock quartet. Montreal band Private Lives, they have a new album out, Salt of the Earth. That is what we are going to rock out to right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Calgary, Alberta garage rock duo Misha and the Spanx. The song is called Unstoppable. That's the opening track to Misha and the Spanx 2021 EP called Singles. So much rock and roll fun there, but how about another rock and roll fun Calgary, Alberta band? In the middle, it is Self Cut Bangs with their song Shapeshifter. That is from their 2020 self-titled album. And then, of course, kicking off the set, it is music from Montreal indie rock band Private Lives. Their latest album is called Salt of the Earth. We heard the song I Get Around from Private Lives. Well, I will be getting around. I'll be getting out of here, really, is what I'm going to be doing. It pains me to say it, but we will have just a week apart, and we'll have so much more Girly So Groovy to come. I am not lying when I say I am already dreaming and scheming up next week's two-hour mixtape for you. But of course, I want you to know that if you ever have a request that you would like to see be part of that two-hour mixtape, all you have to do is message me on our social media channels. We are on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an I-E. We're also on Instagram. A little easier there. It's just GSG Radio on Instagram. In addition to messaging me any requests you have for the show, of course, you can check out the playlists in print, find links to the bands and musicians featured, and find links to our Mixcloud listening page. What's Mixcloud, you may ask? Well, it's an absolutely free, no membership required listening platform. All you need to do is simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Once you're there, you will find the last 10 episodes waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. That's what I love about it. I get it. This is a two-hour show. It can be a tome sometimes to get through. But with that pause button, you can absolutely come and go. It doesn't have to be where you're sitting in the car thinking, I don't want to turn this off. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Hey, listen, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for 24 years now. And I will be the first to admit that makes me feel old when I put it in those terms. But whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. This show would be nothing without you. The show would also be nothing without our mothership station 24 years ago in July 2001. CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor. Took a chance on two kids that wanted to produce a full female-fronted show called The Girly So Groovy, and it has hung around ever since. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada, coast to coast. We're in nearly 20 stations across the coast. I do not have time to do a shout-out to all of them, but how about CKDU in Halifax? We are a Sunday morning kind of show, 8 to 10 a.m. If you want to know where else we're featured, check out our Mixcloud listening page. Okay, friends, let's fully wrap up this 2 hours with alternative rock, Winnipeg, Manitoba, singer-songwriter Paige Drabeau. From her short EP, Woman Everything, we are going to leave you with the song Woman Everything. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'd be nothing without you. Tune in next week. Here's Paige Drabeau. When you you
you can carry that amp in those shoes.
I am a woman.
Aw, I like the way you move up there.
I am a woman.
But I guess I'm pretty good for a girl.
To CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent. Today at CJSF fundrive.ca or text donate to
778-782-2573. This is Bird Note. Today we're standing on a boardwalk overlooking a marsh. These clicks and oinks tell us a Virginia rail is close by. But rails are rarely seen. The Virginia rail is a secretive bird, a relative of coots and cranes. It's a bird you'll more often hear than spy. It's named for its narrow body, as skinny as a rail, an adaptation to its favorite marshy habitats. It walks here hidden, squeezing its slender body through the dense reeds and grasses. We're going to have to watch carefully. Check out that opening in the marsh grass over there. We might see the rail pass through it to the next patch of dense reeds. The sounds seem to be coming this way. There it is, out in the open, however briefly. Amazing! It looks like a tiny heron. It's not much bigger than a robin. This rail is bright orangey-brown overall, with gray cheeks and a long red bill. We're lucky to have seen a Virginia rail. It may be a long time before we see another, but we'll not soon forget that distinctive voice. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.